WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. He was set to retire in 2 days, but today, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe is out of a job. He was fired by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Correspondent Abby Phillips says McCabe's role in the Clinton Foundation email investigation cost him his position.
McCabe had been referred to an Office of Personnel Responsibility within the Justice Department that's supposed to be looking at these things and adjudicating whether rules were broken. Now, that body has reportedly said that they believe McCabe should have been fired because he was not fully truthful with investigators about his role in ordering FBI officials to talk to Wall Street Journal reporters about that ongoing investigation.
McCabe says this is an attack on his credibility as part of a larger effort to slander him personally and also the FBI and law enforcement. History's made in last night's NCAA tournament game between UMBC and Virginia as UMBC beats Virginia 74-54. UMBC is the first ever 16 seed to beat a number one seed in NCAA tournament history. UMBC coach Ryan Odom says he enjoyed watching his team play.
Unbelievable. So proud of these kids. You know, I take so much joy in watching them smile and not just at the end there, but throughout the game. You know, I think it's pretty easy to tell everybody in the arena that these guys have passion.
UMBC advances to face ninth-seeded Kansas State in the second round tomorrow. He fired shots in the air during an argument at a shopping center in Loudoun County last night, and now he's on the run. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office is looking for John Abel. Authorities say he was fighting with a woman he knew in the One Loudoun area when he shot his gun off in the air and then threatened to hurt himself. The woman wrestled the gun out of his hand before he could do that. Abel's charged with domestic assault and reckless discharge of a firearm in a public place. If you celebrate St. Patrick's Day a little too much tonight, you can get a free ride home.
We're going to be offering our Sober Ride service between 4 p.m. until 4 a.m. the following day with a code that we're going to release on our website on Saturday, which is soberride.com.
Kurt Erickson heads the Washington Regional Alcohol Program, which has partnered with Lyft.
So you get that code, you download Lyft. If you already have Lyft, put the code into your promo section, and you'll be given up to a $15 free ride home.
This is the second year Sober Ride has partnered with Lyft, an arrangement Erickson says has been very successful. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Dozens of cats are taken from a home in D.C. this week. Now they're being prepped for adoption.
It started with a tip call to the Humane Rescue Alliance.
When our officers arrived at the scene, they could immediately smell a very strong odor of urine coming from the apartment.
35 cats were found inside the apartment in Northeast D.C., according to the Alliance's Chris Schindler.
There are a range of medical issues from skin infections to some few that are malnourished. Some infected wounds and things like that.
Schindler says the cats, ranging in age from 1 to 6, could be up for adoption in the coming weeks. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports again, UMBC trounces Virginia 74-54, becoming the first number 16 seed to ever beat a number one seed in the NCAA men's tournament. And the Caps swept a home-and-home set against the Islanders with a 6-3 win last night. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
All kinds of good stuff.
WMAL invites you to meet Chris Plant at Politics and a Pint, Thursday, March 29th, starting at 6 o'clock at Arlington Rooftop Bar and Grill in Arlington, Virginia.
Miss crosses party lines.
Mix and mingle with like-minded people. Enjoy a beverage and a bite to eat. It's all hosted by WMAL's own Chris Plant.
What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Politics and a Pint, sponsored by EnlightenedLights.com, Thursday, March 29th at Arlington Rooftop Bar and Grill. More at WMAL.com/pint.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you so much, Heather, and good morning to you. Beltway Interloop, we're seeing some delays around Telegraph. We've got a crash there. They're working now getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Through Maryland, southbound on 95, right around Maryland 32. Getting a report, we still have two left lanes blocked from a crash. Injury accident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both directions affected from 198 to 197. And Highway 1, Maryland, right around Guilford, we've got a little accident through there. Minor fender bender. It's over on the right shoulder, just primarily on Looker to Lease. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Right now, 36 chilly degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business in your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. For equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business is active on social media and even boosts the occasional post. Sure, you're getting more likes to your company page, but is the target really doing what you need them to do? Running the right call to action and tracking a conversion point is critical in turning a like into a sale. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Titosvodka.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is the Saturday Morning Update, Hour 2. I'm Rick Fowler. Normally, we don't think about fireworks on St. Patrick's Day, but there are fireworks going off in Washington this morning. The firing of the deputy director of the FBI who was retiring tomorrow, Andrew McCabe. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. It's
right.
Never boring.
Oh. Well, first off, the reason for the firing, there was a statement that came out last night from the Attorney General Jeff Sessions just before 10 o'clock. And what is the key point in that statement from Sessions that explains why McCabe is being fired?
Well, first of all, let's put it on the table. The Office of the Justice Department's Inspector General, in turn, asked for an investigation from the Office of Professional Responsibility of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And we should make it very clear that this is something in which people in general who work in the FBI have to submit to. Simply put, Andrew McCabe was indeed, the OPR concluded, not telling the truth on different occasions about what he had done, what he was charged with doing that was misbehavior in the second highest office in the FBI. Mr. McCabe put out a very strong statement denying this. He is sure to probably protest it in court. And as he said, and I quote, I'm being singled out and treated this way because of the role I played, the actions I took, and the events I witnessed in the aftermath of the firing of James Comey, that's the former FBI director let go by the Trump administration.
But when you look at the Office of the Inspector General in the Office of Professional Responsibility,
exactly.
Are they going to trump up some, you know, false allegations that he lied? I would think, and I don't know for a fact at this point, but I would think that they must have some evidence, similarly to how they had evidence when they say that Mike Flynn lied to the FBI, and he's in deep, deep water over that. So there's got to be grounds for this more so than just somebody saying it in a statement being released last night.
Exactly. Let me put it another way. Any kind of misbehavior within the FBI is automatically referred to its OPR, Office of Professional Responsibility. And the fact is that going back to the days when Robert Hansen was eventually convicted in court of being the first FBI agent to turn and be paid off by the old Soviet Union for spying, he would lose his pension, he would lose all benefits for his years on service. The same treatment is applied with anyone who is not doing his or her job within the FBI. And so it is not a partisan action. It is discipline that anyone who works in the FBI has to submit to.
All right, let's turn to the political ramifications. First, for the Trump administration, many are already saying that Jeff Sessions did this just to pacify Trump because Trump's been on his case and Sessions wants to keep his job. So what about the politics for the Trump administration?
Okay. The details regarding the Inspector General and the OPR are going to be very slow in seeping out to the public. And as much as I've tried to explain it, people are going to see it as revenge by the Trump administration and the president on a man who served with the FBI for many years and deserves a peaceful retirement. This will be a hard one to explain for opponents of Mr. McCabe. The political ramifications are obvious. On Monday morning, you're going to see Democratic senators and probably some Republicans denounce the politicization of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and there will be denunciations of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I don't think they're going to go as far as to call for his resignation, because that may play into the president's hands. He may just do that. In the end, it is not going to look good for the FBI. However, work goes on and service goes on. Director Christopher Wray, whatever his own feelings, is probably going to stay just where he is. Rumors of a resignation prove false. In addition, he's going to name a new number two in the FBI, most likely Dave Bowditch, executive assistant director, former head of the Los Angeles office of the FBI. He's someone who received two major promotions from former director Comey. But again, service goes on, and in a short time, those who leave under any circumstances are quickly forgotten.
What a raucous week in the White House briefing room. Man, it just gets hotter every week, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and I'm beginning to understand why Sarah Sanders, the president's press secretary, uses every excuse at her disposal not to have a briefing. Sometimes it becomes very difficult to avoid, and in that case, Sarah, who would rather talk policy, is pelted with questions about palace intrigue and personnel. That was what the briefings this week were primarily about.
Now, I know you're not the human resources director at the White House, President Trump is these days, but from your perspective, sitting in the White House briefing room during the week, of all of the speculation of who's going to go next and who's going to go and when they're going to go, which are the ones that perhaps are the most far-fetched and really the baseless suggestions?
Well, the proverbial bottom line, as Blake Carrington used to like to say on Dynasty, is that this is someone whom author Michael Wolff probably got right in Fire and Fury, at least in the sense that Donald Trump was as surprised as anyone that he was elected president, and as a result, never actually thought ahead about a cabinet or a White House staff, let alone assistant secretaries or beyond that. As a result, one is seeing departments in which there are Obama holdovers at the highest levels, and in many cases, when a nominee cannot get confirmed or his nomination needs cloture to end a Senate hold put on by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, there are acting assistant secretaries, acting assistant attorneys general, as there is in the all-important terrorism portfolio, and he's operating with half a government. It's the equivalent of driving an automobile on fumes as one is down the highway. And we have situations such as this week in which at least four members of the cabinet were rumored to be fired or on the way to signing resignations, and the chief of staff of the White House and the national security advisor not far behind them. Well, let's look at them one by one. First of all, as this reporter predicted a few weeks back, General John Kelly, retired Marine general and White House chief of staff, is going nowhere. He is going to stay in that job for the foreseeable future, no matter what comes. Donald Trump simply does not want and cannot afford to be the president who had three chiefs of staff in barely over a year. Henry McMaster is another story. The general, two-star general in the U.S. Army, and much decorated soldier, has been the subject of resignation rumors or firing rumors. It simply is that the chemistry is not there with Donald Trump. You have someone who would take a more aggressive line with Russia and other countries, and who is not afraid to intervene in the rest of the world. Donald Trump thinks this a little bit differently, and as a result, he might be looking for someone else as a security advisor. This was all supposed to happen yesterday, Friday afternoon. It did not, and the last time I checked, General McMaster is still there in the office occupied by Henry Kissinger, Condoleezza Rice, and other luminaries. As for the cabinet, the subjects for exit include now the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. That's not going to happen because the Senate would be livid if he appointed an acting AG who was not up for confirmation but still trying to run things. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson. I might add who canceled an interview with me the night before it was scheduled to happen. The use of $31,000 in federal funding to refurbish a dining room in his office has caused considerable embarrassment and made him the subject of exit rumors. And, of course, the same is true of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Secretary of Veterans Affairs Shulkin, himself a Democrat, a non-politician, and a medical doctor, who gets high marks for shaking things up in the veterans community, Trump style. They may all be in their jobs a week from now, and we may start talking policy instead of palace intrigue. For now, this is what your White House correspondent was spending a considerable amount of his working time on.
And I don't want to necessarily stick up for somebody if they're buying $31,000 worth of furniture that maybe we don't need to be spending that money on. But from your perch, are you seeing more scrutiny of everybody in any visible position in the administration because it is the Trump administration?
Absolutely. And the fact is that you had so many people going back generations, who used a government plane for different purposes, who used government funds for what could be construed as a vain or personal chore, my goodness. Franklin D. Roosevelt was widely criticized in 1944 for sending a Navy destroyer to pick up his Scotty Falla. This was considered a most egregious use of taxpayers' funds in wartime, no less. FDR simply came back and said, "These Republicans are not satisfied with a tax on me, or on my wife, or on my sons. They now include my little dog, Falla." And the whole country laughed him into a fourth term that year. Hmm. Now, the fact is that Ben Carson, Ryan Zinke, and Dr. Shulkin are just not going to be able to laugh it off, even if they have a nice, lovable Scotty.
And we got some more things to run over with John Gizzi this morning. And, of course, we're running a little behind because of the breaking news about the firing of Andrew McCabe last night. Head over to the traffic center real quick. James Stanley is there. What's the latest?
Yeah, Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads again this morning. Maryland, southbound on 95, right around Maryland 32. All of those lanes have opened back. We've still got some delays reported from that cleared vehicle fire earlier. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both directions. We do have a little bit of a delay from the 198 to the 197 area. Police are saying stay alert just in case you come up on that all of a sudden. On one, both directions around Guilford, we've got an accident with a left lane taken out. And Ruston Parkway and Jones Branch are shut down in Virginia for a road race that's happening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking cloudy with a high of 46. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 57. Cloudy Monday, high 47. And possibility of some rain and snow mixed in together on Tuesday with a high of 41. Still chilly at night. Our overnight lows between now and Tuesday ranging from about 29 to 34. So cold for the Washington weekend. Right now, 29 degrees, heading up to 46, 722.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues for St. Patrick's Day. We're talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Well, John, everybody has come up with a reason for the results of the race in Pennsylvania, which I guess is yet to be officially announced, but it's still leaning toward Lamb. You were in Pennsylvania. You sat down with Rick Saccone. What went wrong for the Republicans and Rick Saccone?
I talked to a couple of people who were removed from the effort entirely. They concluded that he nationalized the campaign with the willing cooperation of the Republican National Committee, the Trump administration, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and others outside the Keystone State. The problem with doing that is that once you nationalize a campaign, you link yourself to an administration, and historically, whether it's Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or whomever, the president in power is not nearly as popular as he is on the ballot. And usually the voters turn out to send some kind of message that they're not satisfied with the administration. This was the case in Pennsylvania. Democrat Connor Lamb ran as if he were running for sheriff in some of the western Pennsylvania counties, such as Washington and Westmoreland. He's a Marine, a former federal prosecutor who talked freely about his experience, how much he liked to shoot, on a range, and how he had firsthand experience fighting with the dealers of opiate drugs. He also talked about his Catholicism, how he was strongly pro-life, but he would not vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. He endorsed the Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum, a popular measure in an area whose economy is still looking favorably upon steel. And he was someone who, for the most part, was as far removed from Nancy Pelosi and national liberal Democrats as one could find. He ran as a centrist and said, in fact, he would not vote for Pelosi for Speaker. All told, this is one lamb who was not led to slaughter. He went to Congress, albeit by 517 votes out of 500,000 cast. I've covered a lot of close elections in my day and a lot of recounts. I've rarely, if ever, seen one of them overturn the initial results that we see on Tuesday.
So there was consternation in Nevada between the sitting senator, Dean Heller, and a possible primary candidate, Danny Tarkanian. President Trump tweeting around lunchtime on Friday, "It would be great for the Republican Party of Nevada and its unity if good guy Danny Tarkanian would run for Congress and Dean Heller, who was doing a really good job, could run for Senate unopposed." Well, what happened late in the day, John?
What happened was Danny Tarkanian chose the better part of valor. He abandoned his challenge to Dean Heller and opted to run for the open U.S. House seat in the Las Vegas area or Clark County area. Now, what's interesting about this is when I interviewed Danny Tarkanian, he was an unabashed Trumpster. He supported the president fully, and he pointed out that Dean Heller abandoned the president when that controversial tape with unfortunate comments about women reared its ugly head last October. He became, for all intents and purposes, a never-Trumper and would not even say he would vote for the president. This many Republicans are still sensitive about in the Silver State, Trump losing Nevada by only 2% of the vote, and the Democrats keeping the Senate seat of former Senate leader Harry Reid. Danny Tarkanian slammed Senator Dean Heller on this, but apparently it wasn't enough to move the White House. The president likes incumbents, and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders made it clear he's going to get involved in races on behalf of the Republicans he likes. It helps when they're sitting U.S. senators.
If you're a regular listener of the Saturday Morning Update, you know that John Gizzi has decades of experience covering the White House and Capitol Hill. An interesting time it would be to have dinner with John Gizzi. Well, we give you that opportunity this coming Thursday night, and we only have room for two more couples, so this will probably go very quickly. It's dinner with John Gizzi at Union Station. We'll be aboard a private Pullman lounge car for dinner, which is kind of a unique experience. There's a website, doverharbor.com. That's doverharbor.com. There is a drop-down menu that has public trip info, and you'll find the details on the dinner there. It all benefits the D.C. chapter of the National Railway Historical Society. So a rare opportunity to chat with John, ask him some of the questions that you might be wanting to know about what he's seen around Washington over the years. It's doverharbor.com. And John, we are looking forward to it. Just the opportunity for people to sit down and talk to you about what goes on in the White House briefing room every day and the decades of experience you have in Washington covering the political scene on Capitol Hill and, of course, the White House.
There's only one thing I like more than eating, and that's listening to people talking politics. And I think you can tell that from some of our regular broadcasts. I love to sit down, and I love to hear people, even when they disagree with me. And you get an added bonus. You finally get to meet SW, my smarter wife, the Honorable Colleen House Gizzi, and she will be there that night. And I find today, March 17th, a very poignant time to talk about it. It's my wife's birthday, and I say thank you, darling. The last 16 years with you have been the best, and I hope this birthday is just the first of many more we can have together.
Happy birthday, Colleen. John, thank you very much. We'll see you Thursday.
Signing off. Until then.
All right. And coming up, we've got the 7:30 news, and then we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll have a lot more on the firing of Andrew McCabe, what's behind it, what's next, and the situation between Russia and Britain. As we mentioned earlier, Russia has retaliated for Britain's expulsion of 23 diplomats. Russia's going to kick out 23 British diplomats. That announcement made this morning by the Kremlin. That's coming up as well.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Just 2 days before he was set to retire, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe's fired by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports FBI disciplinary officials recommended the dismissal because McCabe gave information to the media that he shouldn't have.
McCabe's attorney is now saying that this was essentially retribution, that this investigation was accelerated because President Trump wanted him fired and made that publicly clear.
The president tweeting this morning that it's a great day for democracy. A huge upset in the men's NCAA tournament last night when UMBC beats Virginia 74-54. It's the first time in tournament history a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed. UMBC forward Joe Sherburn says they have some work to do before Sunday's game against number 9 seed Kansas State.
We kind of all wanted to be in the one shiny moment video. We were all in the locker room. We're all singing the first line because that's all we know.
And they play Kansas State tomorrow. They won't have to pay back raised money they should not have gotten, but four Prince George's County school employees will not be getting that money anymore. An audit revealed one employee got a 12% raise. Maryland's leaders are hoping they've come up with a way to keep people's health insurance premiums from going way up. The state Senate gave initial approval yesterday to emergency legislation that would tax insurance companies that offer plans in Maryland and use that money to pay the most expensive claims. The state wants to collect the tax money insurers were relieved of paying to the federal government this year in the tax overhaul. In sports, again, UMBC trounces Virginia 74-55 in a huge upset, and the Caps swept a home-and-home set against the Islanders 6-3 last night. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business advertises, but never receives tangible lead information. With C-Suite's targeted email programs, your business can send a message to the right audience in the right place and receive the names, addresses, and emails of those who open or click your email message. This lead list is yours to keep and is a great way to enhance your company's database. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
7:33 on 105.9 FM WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, thank you. And we're seeing some delays now on the Beltway local lanes. It's the inner loop right at Telegraph. Right shoulder blocked with a crash. We did have a couple of lanes taken out, primarily just onlooker delays. Through Maryland, southbound 95, right around Maryland 32. All of those lanes have opened back up from an earlier car fire. Give it a couple of minutes while it completely unwinds. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, got an accident there between Route 198 and 197. U.S. Highway 1 through Maryland, right around Guilford, we've got a left shoulder blocked with a crash. That is partially sticking out in the fast lane. Several emergency vehicles on the scene. You'll see it as you approach. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 34 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL, 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall.
So why choose Baird? Unlike some discount brokerage houses, the Wise Investor Group at Baird can be there when you need us most. We provide you with an investment and risk assessment sounding board, ensuring alignment between your goals and your financial plan. We can show you right where you stand, what needs to happen from here, and keep you on the right path for you and your family. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this results-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a CIA-trained intel operative, advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
And, of course, the breaking news, if you checked out after around 10 o'clock last night, you may have missed the news that the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired. That announcement made in a statement by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions last night, just before 10 o'clock. And, of course, McCabe would have been entitled to his pension beginning tomorrow as he was retiring, and tomorrow would have been the day had he made it that far, but he was fired last night. McCabe has said, "This attack on my credibility is one part of a larger effort, not just to slander me personally, but to taint the FBI, law enforcement, and intelligence professionals more generally." Now, Tony, the Office of the Inspector General and the Office of Professional Responsibility have findings which, in their mind and the Attorney General's mind, justify the firing of Andrew McCabe. What do we know about the details, Tony?
Well, we're learning little by little. And, yeah, look, his he's playing the typical liberal here, playing the victim card. You know, the good news here, he's eligible for food stamps as of Monday, so he's got that going for him. But, no, seriously, he's trying to defend the completely indefensible. He has done things which I've understood to be completely illegal and in some cases maybe even prosecutable relating to gross violations of his FBI ethical standards and, frankly, just, asking people to change reports. There's a strong evidence he asked a special agent to change a report at 302 regarding Mike Flynn. all these things are fireable offenses, and I appreciate the fact that we had to start somewhere, but maybe this is the spot they start holding senior officials accountable for their misdeeds, and that's exactly what happened here.
How much of a role could President Trump have played in this? Because, you know, they're screaming that his tweets, you know, were part of the problem. You know, Trump tweeting that it was a great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI yesterday when he was fired. But, you know, they're politicizing it, obviously, and saying right. that Trump is behind it and did Sessions do this to make Trump happy, yada, yada, yada. But I as I mentioned earlier on the show, I would think there would have to be some pretty strong grounds if you're going to try and strip a guy of his pension after 21 years of a career. His attorneys are certainly going to fight this.
Well, they can fight it all they want, but President Trump had nothing to do with with McCabe and his wife accepting nearly $1 million from Terry McAuliffe, when, you know, the Democrat governor and close confidant of Hillary Clinton, when, you know, she was running for office. No, President Trump did not force McCabe to be in pictures endorsing his wife's run for office, which was a violation of the Hatch Act. I'm sorry, Rick, there's all these completely obvious public events, public issues, which McCabe personally has participated in, which President Trump had nothing to do with. So, you know, as much as I think President Trump did take a side, I have no problem with that. It's the internal ethical review and independent investigation of this Mr. Horowitz, the FBI IG, which has come to this conclusion. And I understand Mr. Horowitz has no love for Democrats or Republicans. He's an inspector general. So whatever came out of that report, which I'm looking forward to seeing, is very damning to the point of where, again, I think the FBI made the correct, the IG made the correct recommendation to the folks over at the Office of Professional Responsibility, and they acted as they should. For anybody who has gross negligence and actually lies, you know, at this, he lied to the FBI. So that's a pretty serious offense.
Well, that's the same thing that Flynn and Papadopoulos are in so much trouble for, lying to the FBI, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think that's what the grand irony here is, you know, that he, as the guy who was acting and working with this stroke individual, was the one actually behind the scenes lying. You know, again, these people have had a habit, the senior political level of the FBI, of doing this. And it's been evidenced by the lack of clarity in their investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server and the Clinton Global Initiative. So I think we're going to see more on what he did to damage those investigations as well.
All right, let's turn to Vladimir Putin.
Sure.
Boy, he's wild.
He's
wild in the streets. So yeah. We've heard about the story all week long about the poisoning of the former double agent, poisoning of he and his daughter. They're still hospitalized.
Right.
British police now launching a murder investigation after an autopsy revealed that another Russian exile who was critical of Putin was strangled in his home. That murder investigation launched yesterday. Over a dozen Russian exiles have met suspicious deaths in Great Britain. What is going on?
Boy, if I were a Russian exile, I would not be living in England, that's for sure. And look, there's some real problems here. And I do attribute this all to Vladimir Putin. He has personally, from my information, killed people and you know, by his own hand. So this is not surprising. And for whatever reason, a lot of these dissidents end up in England, and they're, you know, it's a free society. People can move around pretty easy. So I think the Trump White House pushback on Russia was partially timed in response to what we're seeing in England. But, you know, let's have no illusion here. Vladimir Putin has an interest of returning the Soviet Union to, I mean, that's a slip, the Russian Republic to the essential empire of the Soviet Union. And he's doing things right now to clean house a little bit by going after dissidents. So I'm not surprised here, but we got to be on our toes on this.
Wow. There are reports out this week of Russia targeting U.S. water, aviation, and electric grids.
Right.
Reports say that they actually accessed the grids, but they didn't attack, but they could have attacked. Is that real?
This goes back to the Cold War, Rick. I mean, look, these people have been doing everything they can to map and understand our infrastructure regarding being able to, on call, when they decide to do something, they could do something. So that's what we're seeing here, is that they're doing, you know, things. And I'm sorry, you know, I look back on President Obama talking about the 1980s wanting its foreign policy back. That very statement shows how neglected President Obama and his staff were left the issue of Russia, and why you are now hearing reports of all this shenanigans by the Russians behind the scenes. The Obama administration never took this seriously, and it was always going on. So now we're hearing about this stuff because, you know, there is a threat, and the Russians, you know, are up to no good.
We're going to take a quick break for the traffic and weather, and then back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. James Stanley's in the traffic center this morning. What's up, James?
Yeah, Rick, things continue to shape up nicely this morning from the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Still seeing some delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both directions between Maryland 198 and 197. Police advising you just to stay alert because there's a crash through there. Virginia, southbound on 95, the ramps to Dale City Rest Area. Police directing you around a crash that just happened in the last few minutes. And the road race happening this weekend, Jones Branch Drive, Reston Parkway in Virginia, already shut down. Single lane on the Capitol Beltway getting through on the inner loop. This is right around the Dulles Toll Road. Just expect some brake temps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking partly cloudy, high of 46. Sunshine tomorrow, high to 57. Clouds Monday up to 47. And possibility of some rain and snow mixed together on Tuesday with a high of 41. 30 degrees in Washington, going to 46. 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and depending on where you get your news, either you're heard about the latest texts being released from Lisa Page and Peter Stroke. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. Tony, some very troubling things in there, including a relationship with a FISA judge. Can you kind of give us the executive summary on what's going on with these latest texts?
Yeah, the very troubling thing is that the judge who was handling the Mike Flynn FISA warrants, a guy named Contreras, was also a personal friend of Stroke, who was running the counterintelligence investigation against Flynn. And then on top of all that, notably, Contreras ends up to be the judge who has to sentence Mike Flynn in December of last year. So it's just, boy, it's like a really bad episode of House of Cards, where you have this string of evil being sewn through the fabric of the U.S. government. And that's what we have here. We have personal relationships, which by all accounts, according to those texts, and I haven't seen them all, indicate that there was a very close relationship and a quote-unquote conspiracy. So this indicates to me, Rick, that you need to start investigating the judiciary as well at this point, because clearly there were some things going on which were inappropriate at best, and by appearances, possibly even illegal. So this is very serious.
And one quick note, running out of time, unfortunately. Sure. Mike Pompeo comes in as Secretary of State. And what impact does that have on national security? I mean, basically, the Secretary of State is coming out of the CIA.
Yeah, well, look, he's been working the intelligence issues behind the scene over the past year. I think his assistance to the Pentagon regarding intelligence has driven the success we've had in going after ISIS. And, yeah, I think he's most importantly on the same wavelength as the president, which the president has actually said. So I think it's all good for him.
And I wanted to mention one thing, Tony. One of my friends said they have been binge-watching the Chain of Command series on the National Geographic Channel. You can get it on, what, iTunes now and online. And if you missed it, it was a great series. It's 8 episodes. I think that Tony was the advising producer on it. Just aired recently on the National Geographic Channel. And it's a good binge-watch for a weekend, I understand.
Well, yeah, go through it 8 hours, and, you know, after you sober up from your St. Patrick's Day green beard, watch it all tomorrow. You know, it's a great Sunday afternoon, you know, event.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
All right, buddy. 7:48, Saturday morning update. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood test back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Each week, Cheryl Atkinson is here with us from Full Measure. That's ABC 7 every Sunday morning at 10. And, of course, she is the author of The Smear. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Trump has talked a lot about regulations, and his solution has been deregulation as he has come to Washington to shake it up. But I'm not sure that the average American has any idea of the volume of regulations and the minutiae that's involved in them, not only in the federal government, but the state and local governments.
And we're kind of used to it, and I was kind of poking around about it for the cover story, and I even would include corporate red tape, you know, when you have to spend half your day off making a phone call to try to correct a billing error, and you can't reach anybody or they won't correct it properly for you and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are untold, literally trillions wasted in time, money, and costs implementing regulations and handling this red tape and bureaucracy.
On the show tomorrow, you actually follow average small business people and go into the regulations that they have to deal with.
Well, I met a woman at a local fair where she travels around with her family food truck, been in the family 40, 50 years, and she described not only the current state of what sound like really crazy regulations. I mean, some of them are needed indeed, but some of them seem to be just time-consuming money generators. But she's talking about the difference in how things were run 40 to 50 years ago compared to today. It makes it almost impossible for her to operate her family business.
A lot of saber rattling from Kim Jong-un over the past year, and of course his nuclear and ballistic missile testing. What is the status of our ability to take out any incoming fire?
Well, Scott Thuman investigated this for us, and he looked at the missile defense system we've spent approximately 15 years developing for over $40 billion tax dollars. And it's a great idea. It's supposed to intercept if somebody like North Korea sends a nuclear missile our way. The problem is its accuracy rate. The accuracy rate hovers in tests somewhere around 40%. And, you know, 40% in a test is not even passing. And when you're talking about one missile that slips through being able to destroy L.A., for example, that's sort of a scary prospect. So Scott Thuman digs into that in his report this week.
Well, the president has taken such an interest in improvements in the military. Is there anything on his radar screen about this?
Well, Scott Thuman said that the Trump administration is looking at that, conducting a review to try to see what can be done, what we've really gotten for the money, and how we might be able to improve the odds because, you know, this is one of the biggest things we're counting on if these rogue nations like Iran and North Korea take action.
You know, with the rapid advances in technology, more and more and more of our personal information is being shared by marketers and anyone else who has easy access to it, and that can mean some pretty sinister people. And when you think of the information alone that's coming out of the apps in your iPhone, and then you add on the fact that the iPhone is connected maybe to a baby monitor or it's connected to your home security system. And you've got a story tomorrow on where all this is leading. And I think this is just fascinating.
I do, too. I'd never heard of it till I met this kid. I call him a kid. I think he's 26, but he's CEO and a patent holder of these devices for what's called the Internet of Things, which simply refers to the social media connections between our stuff, like our Nest thermostats, and someday in the not-too-distant future, our trash cans, our street signs, our roads will be able to interconnect online through their own social networking. And it's sort of a funny story. He told us the example of this prototype toaster in the UK, which you'll see on our story, named Brad. Brad is able, he's programmed basically to want to make toast. So if you don't use him in your house frequently enough, he connects with other families and he can see if other people are getting used more often and making more toast. And he wiggles his little handle to get attention. And he can eventually, on his own, without your input, post himself for sale on the internet and have a delivery man come and pick him up and deliver him to another family that's going to make better use of him. So I don't know if it's lovable or frightening or both to see these devices almost like with a mind of their own.
Well, it just seems there's always a plus and there's always a minus. The big story out this week in Washington, of course, was that the traffic lights now, a certain brand of car actually interacts with the traffic signal system and will tell you how long the light's going to be red. And the idea behind it is so you reduce stress. But my immediate reaction is that means people know they have 45 seconds to read their emails, which will lead to even more distraction.
Well, and here's another thought I have. I don't know in that particular case, but usually that means data collection is happening on the other end. If you are connecting into some device, there is somebody probably pulling data out from you. And I asked that question with this young man that I interviewed on these Internet of Things. Is it helpful to us or is it helpful to the companies that are pulling data from us as we use our things and hook them up to the Internet? And like you said, it's a bit of both, and it creates a lot of new privacy and data questions.
Wow. Well, you'll catch that story tomorrow on Full Measure, 10 o'clock, ABC 7. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much and enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
7:56 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their DC home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs and sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now, save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or visit ThompsonCreek.com.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
If you're too busy to waste time parking your car and too smart to waste money overpaying, you need to get the free Spot Hero app. With Spot Hero, finding a great spot takes seconds and you'll save. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
And if you are just joining us, of course, the former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, fired last night. We'll have coverage throughout the weekend on WMAL and, of course, Monday mornings on Mornings on the Mall. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Garden Sense is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.